Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. Happy to be with you today. Happy to be with you anytime they ask me to come back. And I'm glad I'm working with Brad, even though all of his colleagues abandon him today. I will not abandon you, Brad. I will be here for you. Joining us now is a representative in the state of Missouri, but running for St. Charles County Executive, Bill Eigel. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Ryan. It's great to be here.
You have basically a three-part plan to eliminate something everyone hates, so I'm hoping you get a lot of support for this. Ooh. I think when it comes to personal property taxes, if you were to talk to people, I don't know if you'd find one person that would say, oh, no, I'm cool with it. That may be 100% of people hate it. So this, to me, seems like a pretty easy common ground thing that may actually be able to happen. Talk about your plan if you were to be able to become St. Charles County's executive.
Yeah, so it's a three-part plan, and we're unveiling step one today and asking folks to sign up, folks who live in St. Charles County, to sign up to put a question to the ballot that, if adopted by the voters, would allow, under the St. Charles County Charter, would allow the county executive of St. Charles to move surpluses and efficiencies of the county government directly to the county collector in order to pay down the personal property tax bills and the real estate tax bills of the citizens that are living here in our county. So this would be we would be the first county to do that, the first county to make such an approval under our charter amendment. And if getting rid of your personal property tax bill sounds good to you and you live in St. Charles County, my ask of you today is to go to the new website that we've unveiled, which is axthetaxstc.com, and sign up to add your name to a movement that's going to be the first step in getting rid of that tax. And then, as county executive, steps two and three are using the existing surpluses of revenues and the efficiencies of government that we have in this massive $600 million county budget to put together the necessary resources to actually get rid of these payments in the first place. And if we're successful, we could be looking at the end of personal property tax in St. Charles County and being an example for the rest of the state.
So here's what I think people would say to you that love paying taxes. Let's just say hypothetically that person exists. This is what they would say to you.
They do exist. They actually do exist. I don't mean to cut you off. That they do exist. They're generally the people from the taxing jurisdictions themselves that are getting the cash. They're going to resist, but that's okay.
I see. Well, this is what they would say. You want to get rid of the personal property tax. That means you, Bill Eigel, you hate schools because you must hate kids then. You hate parks. You hate libraries. You hate the homeless. Because if you cut those things, these services are going to get cuts and everyone's going to be miserable. Because without the personal property tax, what would we do? So that's what they would say.
Mm. Yeah, that is exactly what they would say. And of course, that's what they've been saying to me as I've been trying to get rid of the personal property tax statewide during my days in the Missouri Senate for almost a decade now. And the reality is, for those few dozen government officials that are terrified of losing any revenue whatsoever or any kind of reduction in the tax burden. There's nothing I'm going to ever be able to do or say to change their minds. But that's okay, because, Ryan, as you said, if I could get together the 430,000 people who are paying those taxes and are tired of paying rent to their to the government for the crime of owning a car every December 1st, they're going to be overwhelmingly supportive, which is why I'm having this conversation with the people of St. Charles County directly and asking them to change their charter. And then as the county executive, I'm going to go in and find all the savings we need in a massively overblown budget that we have at the county level. And we're going to deliver some real property tax relief to the people of our county.
Well, you're saying people that follow the law when it comes to owning a car, how many times do you find people just evade it altogether? They don't register their vehicle. They put on a fake temporary tag or no plates at all to try to get around that in order to get, and this is what they say too. You hear the argument, we're so poor, we can't afford to own a car with the personal property tax. So that's why we don't do the plates. And you know what? The police are overwhelmed. They can't stop every single person because there's so many other crimes that are happening across the region. So, you know, get rid of it altogether. Why punish the people that are following the law and then the ones that don't get away scot-free?
Yeah, well, and what's crazy here is a majority of other states have already figured this out. You know, most of the other states don't levy any personal property tax on vehicles, and yet all of those states have schools, have fire departments, have police departments. They've been able to fund their services, but they've done it because they aren't wasting as much money as we are here in Missouri. Now, I've already gotten a tremendous amount of experience seeing all the waste up in Jefferson City, but what folks don't realize is in St. Charles County, we are wasting tens of millions of dollars because we've kind of had an administration up there in St. Charles County with Steve Ellman, who've been there for so long that they've just gotten used to wasting our tax dollars and not really doing anything to bring down that tax burden, and that's where we stand today.
Yep. Can I tell you, so, you know, of course, I lived in the region for a long time, but now I'm here in Michigan. Can I tell you what they did in Michigan here to try to offset some of these things? I couldn't believe the amount of phantom jobs that the government had on the payroll. Are you familiar with this concept? Because that's how they're trying to solve problems like that in Michigan. They're trying to get rid of these quote unquote phantom jobs, meaning the job was approved, but they never filled it, but they kept the money anyway, even though they didn't fill the job, just in order to try to pad the accounts. And I thought, this is ridiculous. There's so much money that governments pull in. You can find it if you reprioritize. And it sounds like that's what you're
Absolutely.
Doing.
Actually, you're talking about Michigan. They do that here in the state of Missouri, too. In fact, down in Jefferson City, we have a state workforce of about 55,000 individuals on the books. But at any given time, 5,000 to 6,000 of those positions are empty, and yet the dollars go to the state department, and there doesn't seem to be any accountability there. When I was running for governor, we were talking about getting rid of those empty positions and using the savings, which would have been somewhere between $400 and $600 million every year, to actually bring down the statewide personal property tax burden. But of course, that's a change that the status quo and the people that have been in office the longest don't want to consider. So we're going to go after this at the local level. And absolutely, the county of St. Charles has a $600 million budget where a lot of the same abuse is going on. We're going to go after that. We're going to cut the taxes.
Okay. So the website, Axe the Tax STC, so like St. Charles, STC.com. Is that right?
You got it. Axe the Tax STC.com. Sign up to put your name down. We have to get, it's one thing I would note for your listeners is we have to get a physical signature in order to submit that to the county election director. So if you sign up online, somebody from my team is going to reach out to you so that we can come by and get a physical signature from you, or we'll let you know where we're collecting signatures at so that you can visit us. But either way, we've got a lot of signatures we need to collect. We're getting started this month. And of course, the timing is great because, of course, folks are starting to pay those bills. And I think there's going to be a lot of interest in how we get away from this moving forward.
Can I say what it was like when I moved to Michigan? I got a kick in the butt from Missouri on the way out because I moved in January after the cutoff, so I'm living in a different state for 11 and a half months of the year, and they send me a bill. Oh, you forgot to pay your personal property taxes because you lived here for a couple of weeks. What a pain that was. Just get rid of this. No one likes this. You can make it up in other ways.
Yes. Well, and not just personal property tax, but if you collectively look at all the taxes that we're paying as a society right now. It's more than it's ever been, adjusted for inflation. And even though the level of taxation that's being levied on Americans and Missourians is greater than it's ever been before, I haven't met a single person that feels like they're getting more from government than they ever have before. So it's time to bring this burden down. Folks are very worried in this coming year about affordability. What government officials ought to be talking about to make society more affordable is bringing down all the different taxes that we have to pay. My plan as the county executive in St. Charles County is we're going to start with personal property tax and move to real estate taxes once we're done with that.
Oh, now that's going to be a big one, too. What you're saying is for all the people that are wanting to move out of St. Louis, you want to welcome them into a place where they're not going to lose all their money in taxes. Is that what you're saying?
That is exactly what we're saying. Now, fortunately, we've already been the beneficiary of that because things in St. Louis County and St. Louis City have been going so poorly. But we're going to really unleash what kind of economic activity that we can see in St. Charles County and wait till we get rid of some of this burdensome taxation. And it's going to be pretty spectacular.
BillEigel.com. But if you want to find out more about this elimination of the personal property taxes, axe the tax. STC.com. Thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it. Good luck to you.
Awesome. Thanks for having me. We'll talk to you soon.
And I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Annie Fry. I would advocate that we are taxed enough. I want to see it move in the opposite direction. We move in the let's tax more. Let's go to the ballot. Let's add more millages. Let's do more of this. Let's send more money there. Man, we got to take advantage of the opportunities where it moves in the opposite direction every once in a while because it only goes up.
Be nice for them.
Once in a while, you can get it to go down. And this is one of those times, sounds like.
Be nice to get them to stop spending instead of, you know, raising taxes to pay for more programs or whatever it is they're spending that money on.
Reprioritize. That is the key. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Annie Fry, 97.1 FM Talk. Small things.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.